Question the prevailing wisdom. Question the prevailing wisdom.
Just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All rights reserved and affirmed.
Free of all minds. These are weapons of mass descent.
These are weapons of mass descent.
Welcome to Uprising, a daily digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. It's Wednesday, May 23rd, 2012, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar.
It just makes me stop and think. Silence is not an option.
As same-sex marriage grows more popular following Obama's endorsement, we'll hear excerpts from a brand new play with an all-star cast featuring George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Jane Lynch, Martin Sheen, Kevin Bacon, Jamie Lee Curtis, and more. I can't help myself,
why should I? This is Uprising.
Good morning and welcome to Uprising. An ABC Washington Post poll today has found that for the first time, strong support for same-sex marriage outweighs strong opposition. African Americans polled have changed their positions the most, fueling speculation that President Obama's historic public support of gay marriage 2 weeks ago may be responsible. In an interview on May 9th, Obama took a bold step from his previous endorsement of only civil unions.
Over the course of several years, as I talk to friends and family and neighbors, when I think about members of my own staff who are incredibly committed monogamous relationships, same-sex relationships, who are raising kids together. When I think about those soldiers or airmen or Marines or sailors who are out there fighting on my behalf and yet feel constrained, even now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is gone because they're not able to commit themselves in a marriage, at a certain point I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
Following Obama's endorsement of gay marriage, a recent poll by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News revealed that 17% of voters are now more likely to vote for Obama, but 20% claim they're now more inclined to support Mitt Romney come November. Home to many LGBT communities, California exists as one of the friendliest and most active states over the fight for gay marriage rights. California's legalization of gay marriage in June 2008 solidified its progressive reputation, only to be shut down later that year with the passage of Proposition 8 in November. Backed by 52% of California voters, Prop 8 overturned the state Supreme Court's previous ruling, again banning same-sex marriage. Though nearly 18,000 couples tied the knot before Prop 8 took effect, a series of court debates, predominantly fueled by the conservative coalition ProtectMarriage.com, have ensued ever since. In 2010, the Golden State made history once again when the constitutionality of Proposition 8 was challenged in a district court, bringing gay rights advocates and their adversaries face to face in the landmark case then known as Perry versus Schwarzenegger. The result was a real-life courtroom drama fueled by the understanding that the ruling would have far-reaching consequences for both sides of the spectrum. Dustin Lance Black's compelling play, simply titled 8, brings to life the voices of those who argued passionately within the courtroom during Perry versus Schwarzenegger. Produced by LA Theater Works, 8 was performed for radio earlier this year with an all-star cast that included George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Jane Lynch, Martin Sheen, Kevin Bacon, Jamie Lee Curtis, John C. Reilly, George Takei, James Pickens Jr., and many others. The resulting radio play, 8, brings to life the most passionate moments of the historic court case, exploring the issue of gay marriage from a legal, ethical, emotional, and humanitarian perspective. The play was directed by Rob Reiner and recorded before a live audience at the Wilshire Ebell Theatre in Los Angeles on March 3, 2012. It will be part of our thank you gift to you today. If you call us anytime this hour at 818-985-5735, we'd like you to have a copy of the play 8 on a two-disc set for a pledge of $80. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. I want to play an excerpt of the play where we hear Paul Katami, who is one of the four lead plaintiffs, played by Matthew Morrison, best known for his role as Will Schuster on the TV show Glee, ruminating on an exchange that he had with a Prop 8 supporter.
I was in traffic in Los Angeles, and that's like having coffee with someone in the car next to you. You deal with sitting next to this person over and over again for miles. And I noticed that this person had a Yes on 8 campaign sticker on their bumper. And I thought, I want to see who this person is. And I pulled up, and I looked over, and I got a very distinctive what look back. And I said, I just disagree with your bumper sticker. She said, well, marriage is not for you people anyway. And I thought, God, do I have a gay flag on my car? Like, how does she even know I'm gay? And normally I think I'm pretty good about being able to come back with, you know, something to support myself. But I was in shock. And I remember it was a yellow bumper sticker, and it had an image that looked like a parent and a child connected, because Protect the Children was a big part of their campaign. But when I think of protecting your children, you protect them from people who will perpetrate crimes against them. You protect yourself from things that can harm you physically, emotionally. And the insinuation that I would be a part of that category, that my getting married to Jeff is going to harm some child somewhere, it's so damning and it's so angering, because if you put my nieces and nephews on the stand right now, I'd be the cool uncle. And to think that you had to protect someone from me, from Jeff, from our friends and from our community, there's no recovering from that. And unless you've experienced that moment, regardless of how proud you are, you feel ashamed. It rocks your world.
Matthew Morrison, best known for his role of Will Schuster in the TV show Glee, plays Paul Katami, one of the four lead plaintiffs in the original case, Perry versus Schwarzenegger. The real Paul Katami himself now joins me on the phone as my guest. Welcome to Uprising, Paul.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. So you and your partner, Jeff Zarrillo, were one of the two couples that were the lead plaintiffs in this case, then known as Perry versus Schwarzenegger, now Perry versus Brown et al. This fight has become historic, and your role in the struggle for legalized same-sex marriage has been memorialized in this play 8. Before we get to the play itself, what has that meant for you when you decided that you would take this public position and this very important legal position? Did you realize what you were in for?
You know, it's a very good question. I think that there was a sense that there would be some public awareness of our lives and of the situation because of the magnitude of the case, and also because of the people that were involved. You know, we have Ted Olson and David Boies, who are renowned, you know, legal attorneys that, you know, have taken up this case. And we knew that, you know, a lot of the attention would be about them, you know, taking on this case. You know, they've been often referred to as an odd couple coming together from different sides of the political spheres to come together and to create a legal battle to show that the rights associated with marriage are deserved to all Americans under the Constitution. So, you know, for us personally, it was bigger than us. You know, we have met families and friends of ours and people that we know that, including ourselves, that are prohibited from these federal laws and these state laws that continually damage our lives. So it's a much bigger picture than just Jeff and I or Chris and Sandy. I think that we're happy to be involved, and if it means that our lives are a little more public than they used to be, and that offers us a voice to be able to educate on the subject, then we're happy to do it.
And Chris Perry and Sandy Steyer were the other two, the other couple alongside you. What did President Obama's recent endorsement of same-sex marriage mean to you?
Well, I think the president's endorsement, you know, was a personal matter for him, and his personal involvement represents the potential for so many good people out there that are in the middle that may have an emotional reaction or may have been influenced by a campaign that didn't really represent the situation truthfully, or maybe it's just, you know, a deep-seated understanding from family or religion or whatever it might be, it offers them an opportunity to have the discussion. It offers them the opportunity to actually open up to understanding that this is about the law, that this is about protecting all Americans, regardless if you agree or disagree, you know, on whatever side you land on, we all have to come to the middle. And the middle is an understanding of our Constitution. It's an understanding of separation of church and state. And it's also an understanding of the 14th Amendment, which shows us that all people, every single one of us as Americans, deserve equal protection and due process. And so I really hope that this is a launch pad for people to be educated and to have a thoughtful discussion and to really come away from the center and understand that regardless of, you know, what their predisposed ideas are of same-sex marriage, that every American deserves equal rights.
Can you tell us what the current status of the court case is, Kristen Perry et al. Versus Edmund G. Brown Jr. et al.? It is still, I understand, in play.
It is. We're currently in a bit of a holding pattern at the Ninth Circuit. We had a win in the district court with Justice Von Walker's ruling, and then that ruling was appealed to the Ninth Circuit. And in February of this year, we actually were reaffirmed. That ruling was affirmed at the Ninth Circuit, so a second win at the Ninth Circuit. And now there is a second appeal to hear the case en banc at the Ninth Circuit, and we're awaiting the Ninth Circuit's ruling on that or decision on that.
Why is this play that memorializes the courtroom drama, brings it to life, so important? And remind our listeners, why it was that that the public wasn't able to see the actual courtroom proceedings?
Well, I mean, we wish that everyone could have seen the courtroom proceedings because, you know, on the back end of the case now, as we wait for appeals, you know, the proponents of Prop 8 have been saying that they didn't get a fair shake, or, you know, that they were up against the odds. And the fact of the matter is, if you do see, you know, what happened day to day in that courtroom, you'll notice that there was no defense. There was just bias. And it's very hard to put bias in a courtroom and try to back it with any truth that takes the rights away from Americans. You just can't do it. And we proved that in the court of law. What happened was there was a bit of a struggle to determine whether or not the case could be broadcast. And it was a historic moment because it had never really been done before. And the proponents won their argument to withhold that and from the public. And so the trial was then continued to be recorded. And so there are videotapes of this trial that we hope that the public will be able to see someday. And so it was very important because we thought if the truth is out there, I mean, it's very easy to put money behind a campaign and say whatever you want to say. And the Prop 8 campaign we found very divisive and very damaging to our community, and unfairly so. It, you know, provoked this idea of protecting children, and it didn't really use truth to represent the situation, which helped to push people in the wrong direction, voting, you know, for something that was actually going to damage people's lives.
And I should mention the play actually folds in the audio from some of these pro Prop 8 anti-gay marriage ads.
They do. They use them as kind of an anchor to show, you know, how this proposition could pass and how, you know, damning and incendiary these ads were. And it's funny to see how people react to seeing these ads now. They laugh at them. They're like, they almost like it's a nervous laughter. Like, wow, we, you know, people really actually put this together to try to influence people without using the hard facts and the truth. So when you get to a court of law, you know, when you're putting prejudiced and biased up on the stand, you know, you can't lie, and you have to be able to back that up with fact, and you have to be able to back that up with expert testimony, and you have to bring reason for, you know, your ideas and your ideals of taking away and prohibiting people from having these laws. And we thought that was so important for the American public to see. And that's why Dustin's play is so very important because it takes those words and it takes the, you know, a fair look at the trial. It doesn't make it one-sided. It really just shows expert excerpts of what happened in that room and says, you know, you can choose for yourself, but it's very obvious that it was, you know, that proponents of Prop 8 did not bring any justifiable reason for Jeff and myself and for Krista Sandy and for the millions of other Americans who are in the LGBT community to prohibit us from these rights that every other American has.
Right. The play specifically shows that there was no evidence to prove that the marriage of same-sex couples would actually harm children and straight couples. So, and we'll hear that in excerpts from the play. Paul Khatami, I want to wish you good luck. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Paul Khatami and his partner Jeff Zirillo, along with two other plaintiffs, were the lead plaintiffs. Chris Perry and Sandy Steyer were the lead four lead plaintiffs in the case Perry versus Schwarzenegger, which is has now been brought to life. The courtroom drama that took place in 2010 has been brought to life in a new play by Dustin Lance Black, directed by Rob Reiner, recorded before a live audience at the Wilshire Ebell Theatre in L.A. on March 3, 2012, performed by an all-star cast as part of the LA Theatre Works. And our thank you gift to you today on a 2-CD set for a pledge of $80. That's it, just $80 at 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. If you would like a copy of this fantastic play featuring such amazing, well-known A-list actors as George Clooney and Brad Pitt and Martin Sheen, then call us right now at 818-985-KPFK. I want to play for you the opening minutes of 8. Actress Yardley Smith begins this clip. She plays the character of Dr. Nancy Cott, being questioned by the plaintiff's attorney, David Boies, played by actor George Clooney. She's then questioned by the defense attorney, Charles Cooper, played by actor Kevin Bacon. Also, plaintiff witness Jeff Zirillo, played by actor Matt Bomer, and his partner Paul Khatami, who was just my guest, played by Glee star Matthew Morrison, testify on the hardship they face as a same-sex couple without the legal right to wed. Finally, we'll hear actor Jesse Tyler Ferguson, best known for his role as a gay father on Modern Family, who plays Dr. Elon Meyer.
Marriage, the ability to marry, to say I do, is a basic civil right. It expresses the right of a person to have the liberty to consent validly. And this can be seen very strikingly in American history through the fact that slaves lacked that very basic liberty of person to say I do with the force that I do has to have.
And what happened when slaves were emancipated?
When slaves were emancipated, they flocked to get married. It was said by an ex-slave who had also been a Union soldier, the marriage covenant is the foundation of all our rights, meaning that it was the most everyday exhibit of the fact that he was a free person.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Mr. Cooper, you may cross-examine.
In the 19th century, many Americans engaged in informal marriages, correct?
That is true.
And pregnancy or childbirth was the signal for a couple to consider themselves married, correct?
Well, not always. Sometimes.
Well, let's look at public vows. Your book, which has been admitted, page 31.
Page 31, you said?
It reads in part, marriage frequently followed upon a sexual relationship between a man and a woman proving fruitful rather than preceding it. Pregnancy or childbirth was the signal for a couple to consider themselves married. You believed that when you wrote these words, didn't you?
Well, yes, but as I said, frequently, not always.
And you provided a statement to the Vermont legislature when it was considering same-sex marriage?
Not to the legislature, to their joint judiciary committee.
I see. And when you provided that statement in Vermont, the law that resulted was a compromise which gave something to Catholics and other conservative groups and something to the LGBT community, correct?
It did state, in its first line, marriage is between a man and a woman. And then it went on to grant a civil union arrangement that gave all the rights and benefits to same-sex couples. Yes.
Your Honor, we have no further questions. Thank you, Professor.
A civil union? A domestic partnership would relegate me to a level of second-class citizenship, maybe even third-class citizenship. It doesn't give due respect to the relationship that we've had for almost 9 years. Only marriage could do that.
Husband is definitive. It's something that everyone understands. There is no subtlety to it. It is absolute, And it comes with the understanding that your relationship is not temporal, it's not new, it's not something that could fade easily. We would love to have a family, but the timeline for us has always been marriage first because it solidifies the relationship. And we gain access to that language that is global, where it won't affect our children in the future. They won't have to say, my dad and dad are domestic partners, because truth is, not everyone knows what a domestic partnership is. We want our children to be protected from any awkwardness like that. We want to focus on raising our kids.
I think it's quite clear that the young children do not aspire to be domestic partners. For young people, and certainly for people later on, marriage is a desirable and respected type of goal that, if you attain it, it's something that gives you pride and respect.
Dr. Meyer, as one of the leading experts on stigma and discrimination, do you have an opinion as to whether domestic partnerships enjoy similar symbolic and social meaning?
In my mind, Proposition 8, in its social meaning, sends a message that gay relationships are not to be respected, that they are of secondary value, if any value at all, that they are certainly not equal to those of heterosexuals. And to me, that's, in addition to not allowing gay people to marry, it also sends a strong message about the values of the state, and in this case, the Constitution itself.
Are you aware that same-sex marriage has been legal since 2004 in Massachusetts?
Yes.
Do LGB individuals suffer from a lower prevalence of mental health disorders in Massachusetts than in California?
The first answer is I don't really know, but that's not how... I wouldn't expect it exactly in that way that you're suggesting, that that would be the test of that, because Massachusetts is not an isolate of the United States. And certainly I would think that people in Massachusetts who are gay would feel more supported and welcome, so to speak.
But your answer is you don't know, correct?
Well, I don't have data on that.
You don't
that.
Have data?
No.
Okay. Right. Okay. Do LGB individuals suffer from a lower prevalence of mood, anxiety, and substance use problems in Massachusetts than in California?
Again, I don't know of a study that compared California to Massachusetts on any of those outcomes.
Okay. And I was planning to ask you about the other outcomes, but the answer would be the same, right?
Right.
No further questions, Your Honor.
And you have been listening to an excerpt of the brand new play, simply known as 8. And the voices that you just heard were those of Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who plays the role of a gay father on Modern Family, the character of Mitch, and being questioned by Kevin Bacon, who plays the attorney, defense attorney Charles Cooper, in the courtroom drama over the fight for same-sex marriage here in California. Earlier, we heard George Clooney playing David Boies, and we also, in this play, will hear Martin Sheen playing Theodore B. Olson, the two attorneys who joined forces to support gay marriage. They were on opposite sides of the Bush versus Gore case, and this historic case over Proposition 8 has been memorialized in this new play, made for radio, with an all-star cast on two CDs, as our thank you gift to you. For a pledge of $80, 80 for 8, at 818-985-5735, you can get a copy of this incredible piece of history. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. We also earlier heard Yardley Smith, the actress who plays Lisa Simpson on The Simpsons. What an amazing cast. LA Theatre Works is now heard on KPFK. We are the proud new home of this radio drama institution. It can be heard on Sundays at 8 o'clock here when we are not in Fun Drive on KPFK. 818-985-5735 is that phone number. For the first handful of you that call in, we also have pairs of tickets to this weekend's UCLA Jazz and Reggae Festival that we will add on to your $80 pledge for the two-disc set. If you would like to pledge $80 right now at 818-985-KPFK, and get the 2-CD set for 8. And if you would like to go see the UCLA Jazz Reggae Festival that is held every year on Memorial Day weekend on the UCLA campus, just ask for the pair of tickets. It's good for both days, the jazz and the reggae music. This year's musicians feature The Roots, Booker T. Jones, Shaggy. You can find out more at jazzreggaefest.com to see who is in the entire lineup. These tickets are quite valuable, and you know, we hope that they're going to be very, very popular. And we just have 6 pairs for the first 6 callers who pledge $80 at 818-985-5735. Let's fill up those phone lines as fast as we can. You do have to ask for the tickets because not everyone may be able to go this weekend. So if you call and make that $80 pledge, and if you would like to go see the UCLA Jazz and Reggae Festival, ask for them. Ask our phone room volunteers to put your names on the list. That's our just extra thank you gift to you, something that we're throwing in to sweeten the pot to give you that extra incentive to call in and make your pledge. And it's frankly not very much money for all of these items altogether, $80. By the way, if you would like your entire donation to be tax deductible from next year's taxes, make a donation and don't get any thank you gifts. That's how it works. 818-985-KPFK is that phone number. But whatever donation you do make is tax deductible to the extent of the law, meaning that donation minus the fair market value of the thank you gifts that you're getting. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. We have 3 callers on the line right now. I was blown away by this play. You'll recognize the voices of your favorite Hollywood stars and be moved by the passion that they bring to this real-life courtroom drama that has been captured in theater. You know, and Pacifica, has, as part of its mission, has historically promoted drama and theater in radio. It's an old art, and many might think it's a dying art, but LA Theater Works has kept it alive, and KPFK is a new home for LA Theater Works. We're so proud to be able to air this the amazing plays that get produced by LA Theatre Works that you can hear Sundays at 8 p.m. And this particular offering, 8, is part of that. It's an amazing, amazing lineup of actors and actresses. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. I want to play another clip for you from 8. This particular clip will feature George Clooney as Attorney David Boies, George Takei as Dr. William Tam, Kevin Bacon as Attorney Charles Cooper, John C. Reilly as David Blankenhorn, founder of the American Values Institute. Keep those calls coming in at 818-985-KPFK. You can pledge $80 for the 2-disc set of 8, the play.
The defense in this case started with a long list of witnesses. But you see, it's easy for people who want to deprive gays and lesbians of their rights to make all kinds of statements in campaign literature or on TV where they can't be cross-examined. But when they have to come into court and defend those opinions under oath, well, initial depositions, their expert witnesses started having second thoughts. That included Dr. William Tam, one of the very men who worked to put Proposition 8 on the ballot in the first place. What's your relationship to the traditional family coalition?
I am the executive director of Traditional Family Coalition.
All right, this is an email that you wrote on May 15th, 2008. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the last sentence of this says, "We can't lose the battle for Proposition 8, or God's definition of marriage will be permanently erased in California." Now, was that your motivation for participating with ProtectMarriage.com in promoting Proposition 8?
The other reason is, I think it is very important that our children not grow up to fantasize or think about, should I marry Jane or John when I grow up?
Then you go on to say, what will be next? On their agenda list is legalizing having sex with children. And this was something that you were putting out in order to convince people to vote for Proposition 8. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the last sentence says, if sexual orientation is characterized as a civil right, then so would pedophilia, polygamy, and incest. Do you agree with that, sir?
Yes, I agree.
And that's what you were telling people in order to convince them to vote for Proposition 8. Is that correct?
Yes.
Let me go down to point 4, where you say that countries that legalized same-sex marriage saw alarming moral decline. You believe that after the Netherlands legalized same-sex marriage, the Netherlands went on after that to legalize incest and polygamy and... I mean, who told you that, sir?
It's in the internet.
In the internet. And you just put it out there to convince voters to vote for Proposition 8.
Yeah.
After his deposition, Dr. Tam chose to avoid the subpoenas compelling him to appear in court under oath. In effect, Dr. Tam went on the lam, refusing to testify. And after our depositions of their potential witnesses were complete, only two were still willing to testify. Their only remaining expert on marriage was a Mr. Blankenhorn.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Blankenhorn, what is the primary purpose of marriage in human groups?
We're embodied as male and female. That's the basic division in the species. We reproduce sexually. In fact, the famous anthropologist Claude Levi Strauss once described marriage as a social institution with a biological foundation. He was saying that across societies, that the man and the woman whose sexual union makes the child, that those same two individuals are also the social and legal parents of the child. And there is only one institution in the world that performs the task of bringing together the three dimensions of parenthood, the biological, the social, and the legal. That institution is marriage, because we know how important this is for children.
Very well. Mr. Boyce, you may cross-examine.
Well, all right. Let me try to make this as simple as I can. Have any of the scholars that you've said you relied on said that permitting same-sex marriage will cause a reduction in heterosexual marriages? That's yes, no, or I don't know.
I know the answer. I cannot answer you correctly if the only words I'm allowed to choose from is yes or no. I can give you my answer in a very brief sentence.
If you know the answer, why don't you share it with us?
Well, I would be happy to, but he's only permitting me to give yes and no. I cannot do that and be accurate.
He is giving you three choices. Yes, no, I don't know.
But I do know. I do know the answer.
Then is it yes or is it no?
Your Honor, I can answer the question, but I cannot give an accurate answer if the only two choices I have are yes and no. If you give me a sentence, I can answer it. So one sentence is all I'm asking for.
All right. Let's take a sentence. One sentence.
Can you ask me the question again, please?
Yes. Have any of the scholars who you say you relied on asserted that they believe permitting same-sex marriage will result in a reduction in the heterosexual marriage rate?
My answer is that I believe that some of the scholars I have cited have asserted that permitting same-sex marriage would contribute to the deinstitutionalization of marriage, one of the manifestations of which would be a lower marriage rate among heterosexuals, but I do not have sure knowledge that in the exact form of words you are asking me for, they have made the direct assertion that permitting same-sex marriage would directly lower the marriage rate among
heterosexuals. Mr. Blankenhorn.
That wasn't that long.
questions and answers.
If I were to take that as an I don't know, would that be fair?
And those are the voices of John C. Reilly, who plays David Blankenhorn, the founder of the American Values Institute, being questioned by George Clooney, who plays the attorney David Boies. Earlier, we heard George Takei as Dr. William Tam and Kevin Bacon as defense attorney Charles Cooper. We want you to have a copy of this remarkable play on two discs. It's an hour and a half play followed by a half hour of interviews with the writer of the play, as well as the director, Rob Reiner. The play is written by Dustin Lance Black. And we want you to, and there's also an interview with the original lawyers, Ted Olson and David Boies. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. We may still have some tickets to the UCLA Jazz and Reggae Festival to add on to those of you who call in. By the way, a pair of tickets to that festival is worth just about $80. 818-985-5735. You can hear your favorite actors perform this incredible historic play that really encompasses the struggle for civil rights in California, presenting both sides, by the way, based on the actual courtroom exchanges that happened in 2010. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. $80 for Eight, the play. That's what it's called. $80 for the two disc set at 818-985-KPFK. Joining me in studio once more is KPFK General Manager Bernard Duncan. Welcome, Bernard.
Thank you so much, Sonali. Good to be with you again this morning. And that is an outstanding piece of theater that is being offered for a thank you gift this morning from LA Theater Works. And as Sonali mentioned a little earlier, you can hear LA Theater Works productions every Sunday evening at 8 o'clock on KPFK. We are privileged and proud to be able to bring you LA Theater Works. But right now, let's talk about this fabulous play, Eight, this one that you can that you've been hearing excerpts from this morning. And my, what a cast. Boy, I can't believe the names they've gotten together, Sonali, to put this together. This is a fabulous cast. People you probably have never seen before in the same production, let alone hear them on this particularly well-produced item that is a thank you gift for your pledge. And you can call in right now, 818-985-5735. And just as we're saying that, we're getting three callers on the line.
Fantastic.
And we are very, very pleased to see that. Well, four callers, 818-985-5735. Do call in. Pledge your support to KPFK. Pledge your support to Uprising, the program you rely on at 8 o'clock weekday mornings with Sonali Kolhatkar. And you can tune in here at KPFK and hear all the wonderful guests that she manages to pull together. Show your support for her. Show your support for the program by calling in on 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. Make your donation to keep us afloat for, well, a little while longer and show us that KPFK means something to you. We do appreciate your support because without it, we cannot function. And we are here to function for you, the dedicated listeners, the KPFK family who keep us here day in and day out. And you can help us out by calling now, 818-985-5735.
We have two callers left on the line right now. If there's somebody who'd like to join us for dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at Ombra Restaurant next door to KPFK for station tour at 6:30, dinner at 7. It's a three-course meal with drinks. That's $200 for a ticket, $350 for a pair. We'd love to see you. Those spaces are filling up fast. They're quite limited. You can add that to your $80 pledge for the Play 8 on two CDs and make it a $280 pledge. Whatever it is, we need to get these donations filling up as fast as possible. If there's somebody out there who really believes that the issue of same-sex marriage is an important issue and appreciates KPFK's coverage of it, ongoing coverage of it, and would like to make a matching pledge to encourage and to challenge other listeners to not just vote with their dollars for KPFK's continued existence and functioning, but also for this particular issue to be front and center, then call us right now. You can make an $800 matching pledge and challenge 10 listeners to call in and match your pledge so we can double it. We have two callers on the line right now. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number. If you want to go to kpfk.org, you can pledge online. I want to turn next to an amazing excerpt from the play that, well, the more that you call, the more I can play. I actually just want to share excerpts from this play because these actors are far more compelling than I am. There's an amazing part of the play where we hear the lawyer, Ted Olson, Theodore Olson, played by Martin Sheen, and Brad Pitt, who plays Judge Vaughn Walker, And we hear Martin Sheen making the closing arguments, and it's incredible. It's powerful, and I want to play that for you right now. And I can only do that if you call 818-985-KPFE. Thank you for those two calls. Join the listeners who have already been calling in. It's $80 for eight. That means it doesn't add up very fast, folks. $80 is a very small amount compared to the donation amount we generally ask for. Yesterday, we raised over $3,000 with $75 pledges. I want to be able to raise the same amount today with $80 pledges at 818-985-KPFK. Every donation counts towards the goal of making KPFK the strongest community station that we have in Southern California that reflects your values, your issues, your community. Three callers on the line right now. I need three more before I turn back to Martin Sheen and Brad Pitt playing Ted Olson and Judge Vaughn Walker. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. It's such an amazing honor to feature this play on KPFK. And this is another reason you should support KPFK, the new home of LA Theatre Works, exemplifying Pacifica's mission of bringing radio drama to the airwaves. 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. $80 pledge for the two-disc set, two-hour-long play, 8. You can own it. It's a piece of history. It's a piece of amazing acting and drama directed by Rob Reiner, featuring your favorite actors, George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Martin Sheen, Kevin Bacon, Jamie Lee Curtis, Christine Lottie, who plays Chris Perry, one of the lead plaintiffs, John C. Reilly, who we just heard, Jane Lynch, by the way, if you're a Glee fan. There are three stars from Glee in this play. Matthew Morrison, who plays Will Schuster, Chris Colfer, who plays Kurt Hummel, and Jane Lynch, who plays Sue Sylvester on Glee. That's, you know, if you're a Glee fan, you're going to want this. 818-985-KPFK. And, you know, that particular show itself has played a major role in bringing awareness of LGBT issues to American culture. And their stars have participated in this fabulous play that's available only through KPFK right now.
More and more to television is featuring the characters in the mainstream that bring home the struggles that some of these people are having to put up with. And I think that this play brings it home too. And I think that some of the dialogue is almost unbelievable, but it's taken from the actual transcripts of the hearings that took place. And the play is so well produced. I've got to tell you, it is so well put together. And one of the things that I heard Donna Walker talking about this the other day, it's a great idea to have these things in your car if you're on a long drive. It's wonderful to listen to. It's captivating. And it's something to share as well. So I would urge you to call 818-985-5735. Share a little story with you that goes back some 30 years when I first started in radio on the air as a disc jockey. And you know, young people who get on the air for the first time, they like to talk a lot. They like to hear the sound of their own voices. And I think one of the best pieces of advice that a program director ever gave to me was shut up and play another record. So I want to try and get another clip on the air now from this play if we can. And we can do that if we get a couple more callers on 818-985-5735. Do call and pledge your support. There's two. Maybe we should go to a clip, Sonali.
That's right. This next clip, we'll hear Ryan Kendall, who's played by Glee star Chris Colfer, being cross-examined by attorneys David Boies, played by George Clooney, and Charles Cooper, played by Kevin Bacon.
I was a very precocious kid. So one day I ended up looking up the word homosexual in the dictionary. Something along the lines of a romantic attraction between members of the same sex. And it slowly dawned on me that that's what I was.
So given your prior testimony about homosexuals, how did you feel when you realized that you were gay?
Well, once I realized what a homosexual was, I was scared by that. I realized that this was bad news for me, so I hid it as far away from everyone as I could.
And around this time, did you talk to anyone about being gay?
When I was in the seventh grade, I remember being taunted about being gay. I was called faggot, I was called a homo, a queer. It was scary going into that building, realizing these kids were taunting me with a word that was so close to the truth. I would go home crying.
Did your parents ever find out that you were gay?
When I was 13 years old, my parents discovered my journal, and for the first time I had admitted to myself that I was gay, and I had actually written those words, and they found that and read it.
And what happened when they read that journal?
They were very upset. They were yelling. I remember my mother looking at me and telling me that I was going to burn in hell. It was shocking. I had never heard anything like that from my mother. I mean, you don't get much worse than eternal damnation.
And what is Narth?
NARTH stands for the National Association for Reparative Therapy of Homosexuality. It's a reversal therapy organization based in Encino, California.
Mm-hmm. And how long were you at NARTH? From what ages?
14 to 16.
And during the time that you were at NARTH, how was your home life?
My mother would tell me that she hated me. Once she told me that she wished she had had an abortion instead of a gay son. She told me that she'd wish I'd been born with Down syndrome or that I had been mentally retarded.
Who did you meet with at NARTH?
I met with Dr. Joseph Nicolosi.
And where would you meet with Mr. Nicolosi?
I did actually fly out to California to do in-person sessions. I recall Nicolosi saying that, you know, homosexuality is incompatible with what God wants for you and your parents want you to change, and that this was a bad thing.
Now, were you given any advice on how you would be able to suppress your homosexuality in these therapy sessions?
I remember it was a general admonishment, but not a specific technique, no.
And was this therapy successful in that you were able to suppress your homosexuality?
Nope, I was just as gay as when I started.
So while you were in conversion therapy, were you introduced to any people who purported, or were purported to you, to have successfully undergone conversion therapy?
I remember during one of the group therapy sessions, Nicolosi trotted out his perfect patient, the guy who had been cured of his homosexuality, and his name was Kelly.
And did meeting Kelly have any impact on your views of conversion therapy?
I remember once when Nicolosi stepped out of the room, we were talking amongst ourselves, and Kelly told me that later that night he was going to a gay bar. And that he was just pretending to be cured for the sake of his family.
And why did you stop going to reversal therapy?
During this whole thing, my life had kind of fallen apart. I didn't have the world that I grew up in. My faith, which was very important to me. My family, which was even more important to me. Everything had just kind of stopped, and I just couldn't take anymore. And I realized at one point that if I didn't stop going, I wasn't going to survive.
And what did you mean by that?
I would have probably killed myself.
Chris Colfer playing Ryan Kendall in an incredibly moving part of the play, Eight. And this is based, remember, folks, on real testimony. It's part of a courtroom exchange that has now been captured in theater, in radio theater in particular, by Dustin Lance Black and directed by Rob Reiner. The play features an amazing all-star cast. Chris Colfer plays Kurt Hummel on Glee. We heard George Clooney and Kevin Bacon playing attorneys in this last clip. What an amazing, amazing story and play. And it's not just a story, it's real life. And if you are the parent of a child who is struggling to understand their orientation, or you're a parent, or you're a parent who's going, or you're someone who's going to be a parent, or maybe you know somebody in your family that that you think would benefit from listening to this play, that it might lift their spirits, call us right now. Get a copy of it on 2 discs and send it to that person. Share it first. Listen to it yourself. And you know, help keep this kind of programming on KPFK's airwaves, programming that might be considered too radical by other institutions, media institutions, but is really a reflection of our community's values. Growing popularity for the institution of marriage for all, not just straight folks, but LGBT folks as well. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. The pledge amount is $80. The thank you gift is the 2-disc set of the play Eight, featuring an all-star cast, your favorite stars who are playing such amazing roles in this fantastic play that was recorded live in front of a live theater audience just a few months ago in Los Angeles and is now brought to you on CD. 818-985-KPFK.
powerful performances, to be sure, in this particular production of Eight, and very, very great performances. And there's a lot of laughter going on from the audience because some of what is being said is so preposterous, and it's captured so beautifully. These are very, very skilled performers. It's great direction. It's beautifully put together. It's well produced, and it's available to you as a thank you gift now for a pledge of only $80.
We should have really made it much higher. It should have been a $120 pledge. It's worth that much. I mean, think about all of the folks that are together. Yeah. But, you know, we want to give you a deal. We want to make it affordable.
So show us, too, how much you appreciate Uprising, how you do appreciate KPFK. You tell us all the time how much KPFK means to you, and we so appreciate you telling us that. It means so much to us to be able to keep doing it. And you can show us, too, now by pledging to KPFK during this pledge drive so we can try and keep it as short as possible and we can get back to the regular programming. And speaking of regular programming, I'll just reiterate for you, as Sonali said earlier, LA Theatre Works is regular programming on KPFK now. We are so pleased to have it on a Sunday evening at 8 o'clock, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Great performances. So do call us now, 818-985-5735. There's another caller just coming through. The phone room volunteers are waiting for you, 818-985-5375. KPFK.
5735.
Oh, 5735. I can't. Use the numbers. Use the letters. KPFK.
And we have one caller left on the line right now. And that means we have space for another six of you calling in. If somebody can make a large donation, an $800 donation or an $8,000 donation, we will give you as many copies of the discs as you want. You can share them with your family and friends. And, you know, this material isn't just for folks who are gay rights advocates. It's for everybody. This is an issue that affects everybody. And here in California, we are ground zero for the struggle over same-sex marriage. The tide is changing. It's shifting. Opinions are shifting. And this historic courtroom drama played by amazing A-list actors is on a two-disc set available for you. I can't believe how amazing this play is. I was so captured, enraptured listening to it, trying to identify, by the way, my favorite stars. And you'll get details when you get the CD so that you can identify who the actors are if you don't recognize their voices. Many of them, of course, have very distinct voices. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call. We have two callers on the line right now, an $80 pledge for the two-disc set. Make it a $280 pledge and join us for dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at Ombra Restaurant. Get the $350 for two folks to join us. There's three callers on the line right now. Can I get another three callers before I go to Martin Sheen playing the attorney Theodore B. Olson in an amazing testimony, the closing arguments in this fantastic play based on the case Perry versus Schwarzenegger that continues to this day. This is living history. This isn't ancient history. This is history that has the end point of which has yet to culminate. Three callers on the line. I need three more before I go. Thank you for that call. I need two more callers before I go to Martin Sheen, doing an extraordinary job. What a fiery orator. What an amazing, I shouldn't describe it. You should just hear it. But I need two more of you calling in before I can go to it. It's very. It's just a three-minute clip, but we're rapidly running out of time in the hour. Thank you for that call. If I can get one more caller, I'll turn back to Eight. It's a play simply known as Eight, based on, of course, Proposition 8 and the fight over same-sex marriage. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. $80 for Eight. $80 pledge to KPFK. We'll send you the two-disc set featuring the hour-and-a-half-long play and half an hour of interviews with the writer of the play, the director, and the two attorneys, the real-life attorneys who are played by George Clooney and Martin Sheen in this play. 818-985-KPFK. Let's turn back to Eight.
Mr. Olson, why don't we just begin at that point that Mr. Cooper just left off with? And that is, in a sense, isn't the danger not that you're going to lose this case either here or at the Court of Appeals or at the Supreme Court, but that you might win it?
Well, I think the case you're referring to has to do with abortion, Your Honor.
It does indeed.
Your Honor, the cases upon which we rely have been entirely different cases. They have relied on fundamental established constitutional law. Because the argument that Mr. Cooper makes is essentially the same argument that was made to the Loving Court, which, by the way, the Loving Court unanimously decided to strike down. And we stand here today thinking, how could that have been? In 1967, that's only 40 years or so ago, we would have punished as a felon in the state of Virginia the president's own mother and father if they had tried to travel there and be married. Now, Mr. Cooper's statement is, and I know why he would like to take back those words, we don't know. We don't have to prove anything. We don't have any evidence. Yet, he was reading from articles written by various persons who did not come into this courtroom and testify under oath and subject themselves to cross-examination by my colleague, Mr. Boies. Some of them didn't come into court because they had been cross-examined by Mr. Boies in their depositions. But you do have to know. He does have to prove. The Romer Court specifically says, under the lowest standard of review, you have to prove that you have a legitimate interest and that the subject, Proposition 8 in this case, advances that legitimate interest. So how does preventing same-sex couples from getting married advance the interest of procreation? What one single bit of evidence is there that they are a threat to the channeling function? If you accept that California has the right in the first place, and I do not, I believe, Your Honor, that there is a political tide turning. I think that people's eyes are being opened, finally. People are becoming more understanding and tolerant. The polls tell us that. There isn't any secret in that. But that does not justify a judge in a court to say, I really need the polls to be just a few inches higher. I need someone to go out and take the temperature of the American public before I can break this barrier and break down this discrimination. Because if they change it here in the next election in California, we still have Utah, we still have Missouri, and we still have Montana. This case is going to go to a court. Some judge is going to have to decide what we've asked you to decide. And you have to have a reason, Your Honor. And you have to have a reason that's real. Not speculation, not built on stereotypes, and not hypothetical. That's what the Supreme Court decision tells us. And I submit, at the end of the day, I don't know, and I don't have to put on any evidence. With all due respect to Mr. Cooper, does not cut it. It does not cut it when you're taking away the constitutional rights, basic human rights and human decency from a large group of individuals. You cannot say after the fact, we are going to take away the constitutional right to liberty, privacy, association, and sexual intimacy that we already tell you you have. That is not acceptable. It is not acceptable under our Constitution, and Mr. Blankenhorn is absolutely right. The day we end that, we will be more American. Thank you.
Martin Sheen playing Theodore B. Olson, one of the attorneys in this remarkable play based on the actual courtroom drama that played out in 2010. We have a minute left in the hour, folks. If you weren't moved by that, you're a rock. Come on. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. For a pledge of just $80, get the two-disc set of the play 8 with an all-star cast featuring George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Martin Sheen, Kevin Bacon, Jamie Lee Curtis, Christine Lottie, John C. Reilly, Jane Lynch, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Matthew Morrison, Chris Colfer, Yardley Smith, George Takei, and many, many others. It is a phenomenal thank you gift, and it's our thank you gift to you for your continued contribution. We have $1,300 we've raised so far. If we were to make a $3,000 goal, we would need another 20 or so of you calling, 21 callers calling in, and we can do that in the last couple of minutes of the show. We'll take your calls going into Democracy Now! If you keep those calls coming in and fill up our phone lines. $80 pledge for the two-disc set, very affordable. Break it up into installments if you can't afford it all at once. We'll send you the two-disc set, but we are out of time, folks. I want to see these phone lines light up because I want to see you saying, I'm moved by what I just heard. I want to support KPFK because you dare to play this information and this material on your airwaves. It is phenomenal. It's amazing, and it's moving, and it has become one of the important issues of our time. 818-985-5735.
You have very short period of time to call, but as Sonali says, the phone room volunteers will still be there after we leave the studio this morning. Please call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, and make your contribution. And thank you so much to all those people who have called and who are about to call.
And for Sonali's subversive thought for the day, Robert Ingersoll once said, give to every human being every right that you claim for yourself. That's Sonali's subversive thought for the day. You've been listening to Uprising. Martina Steiner is our assistant producer. Chiara Borghetti is our intern. Teddy Robinson is our engineer. Our phone number again is 818-985-KPFK. I'm your host and producer, Sonali Kolhatkar. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you tomorrow at 8.